Hello, Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. If you'd like to join today's show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. My guest today comes by way of 426media.com. I want to thank them for sending such wonderful guests to What Matters Most to You, and that's 426media.com. My guest today will be Michael Muse, entrepreneur, speaker, coach, and author. He will be my guest today on What Matters Most to You. But like always, Father, I thank you. Lord God, without you, I can do nothing. We can do nothing at all. And I just want to give you praise, glory, and honor, and just say thank you. Now, Lord, sometimes life itself may be challenging. It may be hard. It may be rough. We may not see our way, but you're reminding us in Scripture that we walk by faith and not by sight, and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, meaning that regardless of what's going on, you're always there. And for that, I say thank you. Now, Lord, for my listening audience, continue to bless them as they are faithful listeners. Help me to continue to provide information that's beneficial for their lives and the lives of others. Now, Lord, you take control of today's interview. You be with my guest. Give us both a peace that passes all understanding. Open our ears that we may hear from you what we should say and how we should communicate this information. And, Lord, we will forever give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today comes from 3 John, verse 2, and it reads, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Michael, welcome to What Matters Most to You.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vincent Edwards.
How are you doing today, my brother?
Brother, I am fantastic and amazing, brother. You, the day, the fact that we woke up this morning, irregardless of what happened yesterday, no matter how bad yesterday may have been, if you woke up this morning, that means there is a plan for you, a purpose for you, and things for you to accomplish that God has in his will. So I am truly blessed, Vincent.
All right. I hear the inspiration and motivation in your voice. It's truly good to be vertical today and not horizontal. With that being said, Michael, I'd like for you to describe yourself to the listening audience in three words. What would those words be?
Inspirational, empowering, compassionate.
Inspirational, empowering, compassionate. I want you to hold those three words in your mind. My listening audience, my guest today, Michael Muse, he grew up in a family of business of accounting and real estate. Graduated from Wayne State in labor studies, worked for 15 years in manufacturing while pursuing dreams through entrepreneur avenues. He's invested in real estate, subscribed to Rich Dad's Quadrant in investing into his financial literacy. He's been coaching for the last three years with various clients. And today we're going to talk about his book, Rise and Burn. You describe yourself as inspirational, compassionate, and empowering. How would your close friends describe you in one word?
Selfless. I will give the back of my shirt to help people who I love and care succeed and be better.
Oh, selfless. Now I have a question with regard to the title of your book. Because I looked at it and I saw Rise and Burn. Then the subtitle says, Break Free of the Root of Your Fears. I need for you to really explain the title Rise and Burn. Because when I first saw it, I looked at it. Okay, I'm coming up. I'm rising up out of difficulties and challenges. But just as I get airborne, I burn up. But I'm sure that's not what you're making reference to. Please explain that title.
Absolutely, Vincent. I'm truly grateful to be alive today. And truly, when I was going through the darkest times, the days where I was sick, days where I could not move, and I was bedridden, I had to make some decisions mentally and spiritually. And the part of my journey that came allowed me to come up with that title, I had to come to realization that mentally I must burn every negative thought in my head at the root. Because in order for God to use me, I had to burn all those negative things that will hold me back from my blessings. And the more I did that, the more I was able to rise above everything else. So I had to burn those negative thoughts. And as I burned those negative thoughts in my mind and those thoughts and those habits, that allowed me to rise above the situation I was in. Because when we all are faced with difficult situations in life, but we have a decision to make when it comes to fear. And the big decision is with fear, are we going to forget everything and run or face everything and fight? And so definitely for me, the more I looked at the mentality of where I need to go, and I think one thing being a Christian person, when it comes to tribulations and when it comes to struggles, it doesn't escape anyone. So we all have to have the proper perspective. And the more I saw that, to be aligned with God, to tap into God's power, tap into His strength, we had to start with them thoughts and deal with those negative thoughts and burn them at the root. Because if we don't burn them at the root, it's just like a garden. And if you just playing with the weeds on top, if you don't dig them from the root, they're going to grow back very quickly. And so that was the inspiration on how I came up with the title for the book.
Rise and Burn. And so you were rising above, what I understand, a heart attack, kidney failure, seizure. All that going on, how did you feel at that point in time? And what was the one thing that you held on to help you persevere and to overcome, basically to rise and burn?
I had to hold on to my faith in Jesus Christ. And even during that time, there were, and that's the part that I think a lot of people, when I explain and just talk, there are times where we become faithless. There are times where we don't have courage. There are times where we have given up on ourselves. And there are times where I personally feel like God had left me to be in pain, to be lonely, to deal with the depression. And the more I held on and asked for prayer and asked for God to put the people in my life who are going to allow me to get the strength and energy that we need, because we need positive people around us who can help uplift us when we're down. And so it's so crucial for us and for me personally. I was able to do that, and it allowed me to get to a higher level. Those times where I wanted to die, those were the people and just certain scriptures and Psalms and Proverbs I was able to go to. Just knowing that God never didn't want to leave me nor forsake me, and I had to constantly replay that over and over and over again in my mind to know that He would never leave me nor forsake me. And I had to get to a spiritual maturity where I had to understand that what I went through, even though I didn't like it, and I wouldn't give it to my enemy, but it's a part of a process of what God has for me, which is bigger than myself.
Wow. My guest today is Michael Muse, entrepreneur, speaker, coach, author, talking about his book, Rise and Burn. I'm glad you stated the things that you just did, because in the very introduction of your book, you said dying is easy. Living requires effort and focus. Why didn't you do the easy thing and just die?
I truly believe each and every one of us have a plan and purpose. And for me, at the path I was on at that time, I was working making good money. I had a property preservation business that was doing good. And as you know, with the automotive industry at the time, they were offering buyouts, and I was primed and ready to take the buyout. So I had my life set up. I was doing things to go in one direction. And when the illness, when all those illnesses hit me at the same time, that redirected my whole life. And I had to learn how to, go through the process and not have a grumbling spirit towards God and not have a heart that was bitter towards people. Because it's so easy when we're going through pain, it's so easy when we're having difficult times to have a hard heart and a bitter heart towards people. And so for me, definitely, I definitely asked God to give me the strength to guide my path. And like I'll tell you what, it was not easy. But I know coming out of it, I had to ask God, I had one plan, I had plans, what do you want me to do? And he constantly kept whispering to me, letting me know, share your story. There are thousands, maybe millions of people who are going through whatever situation they're going through, and they need to know someone can get through it, and they're able to fight and stay in God's will during the process.
Wow. And the process is not always easy, because a lot of times God gives you a promise, but before that promise is fulfilled, there is that middle part, which is the process, which leads me to a question about a chapter in your book when you talk about don't pursue success, pursue self-mastery. Explain that to my listening audience, because everybody wants to be successful.
Absolutely. One thing I learned just early on as a young man was how when it comes to success, success is relative to each person. And being successful has different components. But so many times people are looking to achieve the idea of success, but they fail to realize success is looking for them. Success was looking for me. And the only way success could find me and come to me, I had to seek it by me becoming a better person. Because like Jim Rohn said, success is not something you pursue. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. And so there are a lot of factors and reasons that cause people to pursue success, but it's that process that people run from.
What do you enjoy most about what you do now?
Seeing the smile on a person's face. Like this past weekend, I had a conference, Eliminate Your Fears. And for one of the participants to come to me and tell me that their son has not smiled or been inspired like that in many years, that touches my heart.
Who is basically your target market for your business and what you do?
I would say my target market is the person who has been continually doing it, the person who is starting out, and they have been running across some roadblocks in life, whether it be business, personal, their health, they're running across a lot of roadblocks. And that's the person I'm looking for to help get them into a framework and build a foundation where they not only can get their purpose in line, but also see, show them where God fits in, where they can also take their goal, take their plan, and align it with God. Because everything that we want to do, God wants us to do also. But we have to get in line and get into his will.
That's interesting, because you're bridging these gaps so perfectly. Because in chapter 10, you talk about saying yes to God. Explain.
It's so crucial to say yes to God. And I think the one thing for me that stopped me, which held me back at certain times from listening to God and being obedient, was gratitude. Gratitude is crucial. Because when we want to succeed and we want to do better, when we want to have an impact, it's a big problem when we are not thankful for what we have. Like the word says, Jesus said, the one I can trust with little, I can trust with much. And so when we can be grateful for the little or much we have, we can truly be entrusted with much, much more.
So what causes people not to be grateful?
I would say the biggest thing, mediocrity.
How
so? It's so easy. It is so easy to be comfortable. It's so easy to get into a pattern, to get into a routine. And I truly can say, for me, especially the last several months, working with 426media.com, and Mr. Benny Randall, a.k.a. Jr., the motivator, being pushed to the next level. And it's so crucial that we all have someone in our life who's going to tell us the truth about us, even if it's going to hurt us. But people have to get to a point where someone sharing criticism is not a bad thing but a great thing, because we all need enhancement. We always, everyone, there's room for growth. There's always room for growth. But we have to open our mind and be grateful for the small things so that God can take us to where we have to go.
My guest today, Michael Muse, you can find out more about him on his website, www.michaelmusenow.com. That's michaelmusenow.com. He is a guest by way of 426media.com, 426media.com. You just touched on something that I often share with people with regard to how things in this world get done. And that's by way of relationships. People do business with people they know and people they tend to like. Chapter 4 in your book deals with relationships and talking about realigning your circle of influence. What I liked there was you talked about what people can do in your life. And there are four things that people do in your life, and then they only need to do, or you only want to be around people that do two of those things. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely, sir. The very first one is add to it. It's so crucial that we align ourselves up with people who are doing the things that we want to do. If you want to be spiritual, be around spiritual people. If you want to be an athlete, be around other athletes who think athletically. You have to be around the same people with the mindset like you. Because when you're around people with the same mindset like you, 2 + 2 = 4. And like the Bible, if you want to think of what Jesus did, when he sent his disciples out, especially the 72, he sent them out 2 by 2. And even now, when you look at TV, when you watch any of these shopping network shows, there's always two people explaining a product. Because 2 is a powerful combination. And so when we are aligned with people who are on the same mindset and same focus, they allow to add to it. Now, when people subtract, that means we're around people who do not have the same focus as us. They do not are not going in the same direction. And so every time we're trying to do what we're doing, that negative energy is pulling from us. And that's stopping us from being effective in what we're trying to do. And then the next group is those who multiply our effectiveness. Those are the people I say are the great of the great. Those are the people who are the top, whatever field you want to be in. You have aligned yourself with the top 1% in that field. When you've aligned yourself with people in the top 1% in your field, you're going to multiply everything you're doing because that person has already been on a path and been across the course that you're about to go. And every pitfall mistake that they've made, they're going to make sure you don't make those same ones. And then the last one, which is this is the one that gets the majority of people in trouble, are the people who divide our attention. Those are the people who appear in our lives to be mentally on the same page. They say all the right things, They even may look like they do some of the right things, but they have another agenda to get us off of what we're doing to do something else. At that point in time, we're not able to give our attention to our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, and pleasing and loving God the way we know we've been called to do.
Wow. So what I just heard in that powerful segment was that you want to be around people who add to your life, meaning they add value to it, and then they help to multiply your effectiveness. That is powerful.
Absolutely.
What is the one thing that you want people to walk away when they read this book?
That there's nothing in life that they cannot achieve as long as they take control over their negative thoughts, get into a routine of proper meditation, align themselves with people who are like-minded, who can add value to their life, and also know that at the end of the day, God still loves them, and he always has a plan for them to be a world changer.
From a human perspective, I know where your spiritual alignment is. From a human perspective, who is one person that has truly inspired you to rise and burn?
I will say Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher.
How so?
First thing, we come up from near neighborhoods. A lot of the same people, same culture, same school system. And to know that the same struggles that I had growing up, even though they weren't exactly like his, that the promise that as long as you stay consistent, and I think the biggest thing I learned from him is those dark times when no one's watching, when no one cares about you or is thinking about you, is during those dark times, the process where you could be doing something enjoyable, the process where you could be watching TV, that you're working to perfect your craft. And when I saw that, that truly motivated me to realize that I need to exercise my gifts. I need to perfect my craft.
Tell my listening audience about the Michael Muse Show, which is on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Tell us about it. What happens there?
The Michael Muse Show is a great show. We truly engage with people who are in business, personal development, and coaching, and relationships also. Because those four things I just named are very crucial. If you want to grow in business, you have to have the relationship aspect down pat. And for persons in business, they need to have some form of a coach or mentor on the business end. And, of course, personal development. We constantly have to work on ourselves. And so I picked those four things to be the topics of my show, because when a person is working on those four things and are constantly getting knowledge and constantly seeking knowledge, the sky is the limit.
My guest, by way of 426media.com, is Michael Muse. His website is michaelmusenow.com. That's michaelmusenow.com. Michael, so many books are written every year, every month. So many books that help to inspire and claim that they'll help you to get to that next level. Why should someone buy your book above all other books?
I come from a very practical standpoint where when you can start dealing with whatever you're dealing with at a much deeper mental level and look and change the perception and breaking free, dealing with the root of your fears, I truly believe that is truly the biggest difference right there.
That's the biggest difference. Wow. You know, changing perception is something that's really, really hard. We talk about that mindset, and there's a word that comes up, paradigm shift. What's one thing that you could tell my listening audience right now that they could do to help them to change their way of thinking?
The very first thing, they must look at the pattern routine that they have right now And if they are doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that is called insanity. I will say at this point in time, it is crucial that they get up early and actually get into a meditation plan where they can be still so they can listen to what God is guiding them to do. Because when we wake up in the morning, it's that morning time, that first 20 minutes of the day, will determine the rest of our day. And it all depends on, do we allow positive things to go in our mind, or do we allow negative things to take control of our mind? And whatever decision we make at that time, that's what sets the course for the rest of the day.
All right. My guest, Michael Muse, entrepreneur, speaker, coach, author. The final question here today on What Matters Most to You is, Michael, and all that you do, what matters most to you?
What matters most to me right now is sharing my testimony and my story with the world. Because the pain I went through, the loneliness, being sick, almost dying, that right there is people who are going through different issues in their life right now. And they need someone to talk to. They need some words of encouragement. They need to know that whatever they're going through, that they can overcome it, and they can rise and burn above all the fears that they have in their life.
All right. Michael, thank you so very much for being a wonderful guest here on What Matters Most to You. My listening audience, you can go and get a copy of his book. You can find out about it at michaelmusenow.com, michaelmusenow.com. And the book is entitled Rise and Burn. Michael, you have a wonderful day and a blessed weekend.
You too, man. It's been fantastic and amazing, man. And I appreciate you, man. And God bless.
God bless you as well. You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. Remember, in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.